is helping people make decisions, maybe.
Welcome to the Ideal Network Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingles. Make sure you check us out by clicking on the Ideal Network Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. The short version of the word ideal in Ideal Network stands for I do everything around life, love, liberty, and laughter. And there's much more. Thanks for listening in and share this with the people that are most important to you. Now on to our show with Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingles. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's Wednesday. It's 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. on the Central Side. And we are here with a great friend of ours. Her name is Darlene Sartori. And Darlene and I have been doing this radio show. It's one of the longest-running radio shows that we've done on Building Fortunes Radio. And we've done this from the very beginning because we wanted to be able to have a platform to be able to speak about different and various things relative to home-based businesses and stuff like that. And the curious nature of the radio show is we've also kind of used it to document some of the things that are going on in our lives. So as we've grown from, you know, full houses to empty nesters to full houses again to, you know, all the different things that happen when you're building a life. If you're going to be doing a radio show for 7, 8, 9, 10 years, chances are life is going to kind of happen. So we've been talking about different and various things like that. And just before the radio show, Darlene had asked me some questions about some things, and I was just kind of sharing with her on some of the stuff that was going on with us. But we'll talk about that in a second. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/ideal, you'll be able to pick up this as well as the previous radio shows. Idealnetwork.biz is her website, and she just jumped on a little bit ago, and I was just telling her about a situation that I had in my house, you know, the circle of life. We have in my home, you know, the kids grew up. They all left. Some of them came back. My mother-in-law passed away a year. It's going to be 2 years on around Thanksgiving. And, 2 years around Thanksgiving. And my father-in-law wound up moving in with us. And he was living in New York, so we basically dropped everything. We picked him up, brought him down here. He's been living with us, and everything has been okay until he fell recently. And now he's not doing so well. So he's 84, and he's a big guy. And he's having a hard time walking because of all the different and various things that we're going through. So it's just kind of like my cheese has been moving. And as you realize, like, the circle of life just kind of like happens. Just kind of maneuvering your way through that. I'm not going to call it a distraction, but it certainly is. It's things that I wasn't planning on at this time. So Sunday he was fine. Sunday he tripped on something, fell down, and now he can't walk, and now we're just kind of dealing with this sort of stuff. So Darlene was asking me about some training that we had done, and I was thinking about what she might have mentioned. We've had things like crucial conversations, which is some of the conversations I've had recently with some family members about some stuff, you know, in crucial conversations you want. You know, you say to yourself, what do I really want? So we really want to be able to do some things because everybody's got to kind of stop getting out of their own world and start getting into their, you know, the minds of what's going on with the family. And that's not normal for some of these people because they don't think that way. I think that way all the time because I've always had to worry about raising a family. Not all of them think that way. So, you know, we just kind of buckle down a little bit. It's freaking hot here in Florida. It's 92 degrees or something like that with the humidity. It's probably like 104, so it's hotter than hell. It's hard to do anything outside without breathing, you know, hard and all that sort of stuff. So sometimes it seems like when poop is running downhill, it just seems to be running downhill. And, you know, just little stuff that normally doesn't get in the way seems to get in the way. We had the turkey vultures fall through my lanai, which is my screen over my pool. So we have some turkey vultures that decided that they wanted to kind of eat in my backyard. One of them fell through the screen. Let me tell you, when they get into the screen, they don't want to stay in the screen. And the turkey vultures bird with a 6-foot wingspan, and they can just fly through screens. So I'm dealing with, like, you know, oh my God, you know, I got to replace, I mean, I'm not worried about replacing the screens right away because we have the hurricanes coming up, and the hurricanes always screw up the screens anyway. So the screens are expensive, cost me $500 to $1,000 a year just to replace screens, just kind of dealing with that sort of stuff, and it just seems to be happening all at once. So when you get that crazy negative momentum that might be happening, if you know what I mean, and you know this is going on and that's going on and maybe a holiday gets in the way or whatever else is going on, you know, life sometimes just kind of bundles up like bunches like bananas and just kind of like try to figure it out. So I don't know, sometimes it's just like that for me. It might be that like that for some of our Building Fortunes radio listening audience, and we'll talk about some of that stuff, how you survived the process maybe during this radio show. So, Darlene, I just kind of shared with you some of the things that are going on over here. And, you know, kids and
awesome.
Spending money and, you know, when you talk to your kids about, listen, you know, you got to spend money or you got to, just because you're making it, don't think that that's going to happen like forever. Like there's going to be something that might get in the way, even though you might be riding on top. If you're not saving for a rainy day, you're screwed. And I don't want to have to bail you out. And I've been bailing out. I've been doing the bailing out, if you know what I mean. So
well,
it's kind of, you know, it's kind of like, you know.
That's exactly what I've been doing.
Yep.
And it comes back sometimes to bite you where you don't want to be bit.
Oh, yeah. And it's not that you're surprised. I mean, you could see it coming, you know. It's one thing when you can't see it coming, but when you know it's coming – and, you know, just you say to yourself, it's the worst possible time for this to probably be happening. And bam, it does.
Right.
And you just crap, you know. But it is what it is. So you kind of make sure, you know, we figured it out. And we'll just have to figure it out again. But I'm sure there's some other people that are listening in that are probably going through more or less the same thing, you know. And then occasionally I get the customer who calls me up and says, you know, I didn't realize that you were charging me monthly. And it's been several months since you've charged my card. And I'm like, well, you're the one who placed the order monthly. I didn't, you know, and we fill the order every month and we do the traffic and we send the emails all the time. And who wants to be responsible here, me or you? Like if you ordered monthly and we filled it monthly and you're calling me up and you say, I didn't realize that you guys were charging me monthly. Don't make it sound like it's my fault. You know, I'll cancel future orders, but don't make it sound like it's my fault. You know, so where's the responsibility coming from? But it just seems like that's the way the world is. Nobody wants to take responsibility for their own actions. So back to you. I'll let you kind of talk a little bit.
Okay. Well, you just said the perfect example of people not wanting to step up to take responsibility. And sometimes things happen, though, that are a freak of nature. And that really throws in a big monkey wrench. And so today has been one of those days that quite a few things came to play that got thrown at me at one time. And it's like, okay, I know that we've used this jokingly from 666 to 606. In other words, from hell to heaven and making the connections. Yeah, well, how does this tie into the chaplain's course? Because remember, we are working on helping chaplains learn to be chaplains. And this has turned into be something that I kicked and screamed, and, oh, no, not me type thing. Somebody else can do this better than me, and et cetera. And so I think the things that have happened the last few days have been one of those. You kicked and screamed and not do it. Now we're showing you why you are the perfect one to do it. So this is one of those, I need to ask Peter about how he would handle it. And I got to thinking, oh, yeah, remember handling awkward moments in advance?
Right.
These different things. And so I told him when I logged on tonight, today I was going to the LMS system to look and see in the training area where are some of those wonderful things that we were doing when you were making sales or making excuses, you know, things that we've done in the past that will help people in today's world. because it looks like we are getting ready to have some real major challenges on our planet. Right now, we're dealing with something in southern Indiana we never thought we would ever deal with. One of them is the Canadian wildfires are affecting our area with smoke. We are all the way in southern Indiana. And people with breathing problems and et cetera are being affected. People who have never thought they would ever deal with this, including myself. I'm out mowing and I'm trying to breathe. And it said, what's going on? Well, I know it's over foggy and et cetera a little bit, but I didn't really think anything of it. Well, then when I turned on the news, it's saying we're under an emergency alert for it, et cetera. Wow. Okay. That was something beyond our control. Well, Sunday, another thing beyond our control. We got massive hailstorms and our massively beautiful domed West Baden 200-foot glass dome has been shattered. We had to close the atrium. And fortunately, they're going to be able to keep the hotel alive. But the thing that brings everybody there is that 200-foot atrium dome thing, been called the eighth wonder of the world. Okay, and that's where I had planned to move my office. Well, actually did move the office there. I got the address and everything for the church and for the activities that we're going to be doing from the chaplain's course. So you know that I started the Urantia Society, and the Ideal Ads Network was part of creating a dynamic where we could have free advertising for people who are part of the Urantia Society of who's doing what where. So then I'm dealing with some situations for one of the houses that I've got in town that would been part of the homeless shelter that we closed down because we were being taken advantage of, and we closed both of the buildings in town that was being used for homeless shelters. Well, I sold the one house to on a contract on a six-month trial. It was a pre-sale to prove whether they could be able to take care of the place and fix it up and do the stuff that needed to be done. Well, the 6 months is over. So I made an appointment to find out where the people's at, what the situation, and et cetera, and et cetera. And I found out there were quite a few things that I hadn't been told about that were suddenly, and the first thing she said was, have you talked to Kim recently? And I said, no. And Kim's one of my business partners that has had a lot of health issues over a period of time. And she's helped me in the homeless program and things and Handy Dandy Helper and other things over the years. And she said, well, I'm real traumatized. And I said, why? And she said, well, she told me that she's got stage 4 lung cancer. Well, it's it spread throughout her body. We already knew she had breast cancer, and now that's recovered. And anyway, suddenly, oh my Lord, no, she has gone through so much in her life. I can't believe one person has had as many health issues and challenges as she has and has survived and still has a good, humor. The thing is, she's very religious, but not religious. She's spiritual, okay? So her and I talk a lot about the difference between religion and spirituality. And one of the things that we kind of are always trying to figure out, what is the priority? Where do we need to put our time? Because remember, I often say the only difference between what I have and you have is we all have the same 24 hours. Okay? It's what we do with our time that makes a difference in what anybody has compared to anybody else. So time is one of our most valuable resources that we have on this planet, okay? Now, we got to remember that the universe doesn't use the same time clock that you and I do, okay? So 1,000 years in eternity is like a blink of an eye to us, and vice versa. So we're just beginning to comprehend some of the things of how the universe operates and et cetera. And we're beginning to prove some of the things that the Urantia paper says is factual. And anyway, so making a very long, long story, very as short as I can, is one of the things that in doing this chaplain's course that we are trying to comprehend and keep in alignment with is the fact that God does not create the problems we deal with. God did not create the evil to test. God, our creator, is not doing any of these things. A loving Heavenly Father, a Heavenly Mother, our own parents would not create these problems just to punish us or whatever we would say. Anyway, he doesn't do that. But a lot of religions teach that. But what our Creator does is give us the strength to go through whatever hells we have to go through. And the more that you are spiritually aligned, that's what a chaplain helps do, is help you get perspective on what you're dealing with. And what can you do about it in this moment? How can you deal with this in a way that it's not going to cause more problems than you've already created for yourself or somebody else has already created for you? And somebody, like happened to my granddaughter, one of my granddaughters a few weeks ago, somebody made a U-turn in front of her. She's riding on the bike of a motorcycle, and the motorcycle plowed into her, into the car, or the car plowed into whichever. I'm still not sure exactly how it happened, but she ends up being life-lighted and has been, you know, in very, 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 very traumatic situations with brain the damages and broken. It was horrible. But, you know, my family hid that from me for a while until they knew she was going to survive, because they knew that mom's grandma is going to show up. So my son and my kids kind of kept that from me so that I wouldn't have to be dealing with the trauma that they knew they were going to have to go through those first few days. But as I told them, you know, you could have said, don't come, just pray for us, you know. But I saw where they were coming from. They were protecting me from having to deal with what they were having to deal with at the moment. Okay, she's surviving. She's, you know, she's going to have a long, long recovery process. But it is about family pulling together whenever you need to. And so when I went to talk to this family today about what are we going to do about the house and what are you going to do about it, and et cetera, and they told me that my dear friend had gotten this news. Okay, so that is another reason for having chaplains, is because preachers and ministers are not always there when somebody needs help, but a chaplain is. Chaplains are available in hospitals. Chaplains are available in so many different places. And so chaplains have replaced what most ministers, what most Christian ministers used to do, is when you felt like suicide or you had a problem, you had somebody call on. Well, in today's world, that ain't so in all churches. Now, if you have one that you can call on your minister, then be very, very grateful and treat him or her very, very preciously. Because having somebody to go to and say, hey, this trauma happened, and I need an outside person to talk to. I need to put some perspective on this. Maybe it's not as bad as I thought it would be. Maybe this bad situation will end up being better in the long run, which is exactly what we're beginning to see is as these crises that have happened over the last couple of weeks is suddenly now beginning to look like, oh my, I can see how that fits into this. Oh yeah, I see why. And again, the first thing that I do in helping anybody in the Addiction Zapper program or into any of the programs that I work with is I put them into doing I see and I see why journals. Is because if you don't write down the situation as you see it now and say, I see this set of facts, now I need to see why. Why am I dealing with it the way that I am, and how am I going to get through this with grace, elegance, and ease? So if we have some basic dynamics to work with, we can get through just about anything. And so my friend and I had conversations about how did my mother deal with my baby brother dying at 2 weeks? And how did we deal with my brother, one of my other brothers, he's the third brother, with dying from ALS? I think ALS is probably the most horrible disease anybody can die from. You know, to literally suffocate and have no control. So my friend and I, as we were talking today, trying to put into perspective, I know, what does she desire for me to do? You know, how can I be of help for her and et cetera? So we were putting together, okay, she's going to be dealing with a lot of trauma. Well, you know, that conversation led us back to the anger of, everything that I could have done that you suggested that I do early before, I couldn't afford it. I couldn't afford the food. I couldn't afford the health care products. I could only afford what my insurance would pay for. Oh, did that open up a can of worms? Because that's one of my favorite challenges right now, is everything on our planet is designed to keep you not healthy, so that the pharmaceutical companies and all of these doctors and all of these things, and my oldest son's a doctor, a physician, and I've got RNs and et cetera. But they are not allowed to tell you the truth. If they want to keep their license, they can't tell you the truth. If you watch History Channel, you know, one of my favorite things I talk about is the History Channel often, is ancient aliens. My brother and I, when we were in Japan, saw an unidentified flying object come up out of a lake. And we were late teens at that time. We were ordered by the military personnel to not say what we think we saw, because it really wasn't that. It was something else. It was just our imagination. I don't know, but I ain't never seen anything come up out of the water that was a plane that could fly like that. But they convinced us, well, you know, we have a lot of these secret things that we do. And so we're not supposed to tell what we see when you're in the military. You know, there are certain things you say and certain things you don't. Well, you know, okay, you get a little used to that. But when I see things harming people's lives on a daily basis, day in and day out, and here's my friend who wanted very much to take some of the nutrients that we even joined a company that you know, she could get some of these, and Dr. Wallach was there. All these things that he could have helped her to avoid this crisis from happening, she couldn't afford it because the insurance won't pay for it. But the insurance will pay for chemotherapy, it'll pay for this, and it'll pay for that, which does more damage. So this is one of those, okay, how does this fit into the chaplain's course? Well, one of the things we need to teach the chaplains is how we can go about finding the funds for people to take care of their health. And that means we need to be making some major changes at the top. We need to make some major changes at the presidency and at the Congress level and et cetera, so that insurance companies have to consult with us and they have to pay for the course that we decide is right for us. If we want to take the natural route, if they will pay for chemotherapy, then they need to pay for nutrients instead. You know, in the long run, they're going to save a heck of a lot of money. But guess who? Their boss, the pharmaceutical companies who are in control, are not going to let it happen. So one of the things we're doing with the chaplain's course is we're going to be delving more and more deeper into why do these things happen and how do we handle it. Okay, for instance, the storm that did the damage to that glass, okay, that is going to be covered probably by insurance to a certain degree. But it also, we can always start a fundraising because there's plenty of people that will donate to fix that hotel up again, that dome. That's some of us, that is our place that we love to go to. That is a tourist attraction, you know, but it's, these are the things, is what is important in our lives are the things we need to protect. Our health, we should be getting everything we can to protect our health. And we need to not have some insurance company or some person above us deciding what we should or should not do. So I'm getting to that point of, I would like for you to, if you've not joined the Building Fortunes program yet, if you're not actively involved with buildingfortunes.com, and my URL is IDEAL, IDEAL, if you've not joined that, just to have access to what Peter has in the back office, in his training areas, and on all of these, they're just common sense. Helping people make decisions, the power of a personal website, a personalized website, the golden hours of prospecting, effective communication, this whole thing, just being able to have access to the things he's put together, whether you're going to be in marketing or not, these are just common sense things that he's learned in working with people over the years in the business that he just, like said, you know, well, did you sign up for that as a, you know, it's not my responsibility to babysit you in deciding whether you're going to set up a system to be charged every week or every month. You know, that's for you to make sure. Check your bank account every month. You know, these are the things. Well, I happened to do exactly that this past week, and I started going through and making sure that nobody had access to my PayPal account because I discovered a couple people had made PayPal charges that I had never really canceled. They're only a few dollars here and a few dollars there, but you know, it mounts up. And that's money that I could be helping my friend with some of the foods and the things that she could get. So if you're interested in the chaplain's course and learning how to be able to make this into a chaplain as an entrepreneur, that's going to be one of the areas that I'm moving into on helping individuals to work as a chaplain from their home. I've never known anybody yet, and there could be somebody out there doing it, but teaching home-based chaplainships and operating from your home as a chaplain in all the different categories. And so these are things, if you are a chaplain and you'd like to participate in helping us design this, this is all going to be very common sense that everyone has access to somebody they can talk to at any time of any night, day or night. We have a lot of hotlines, so we need to identify those and put them on the Ideal Ads Network. So there's a lot of things that we can do to help each other in this process. So you can get a hold of me, 812-664-7419. Again, 812-664-7419. I see it's the bottom of the hour.
Yeah, it's crazy. It went so fast. So, first of all, sorry to hear about whatever happened with the dome over at that place. Everything's going to kind of work out. And I'm sure people will rally together, and maybe you'll be able to use it. But it's like one of those things where you just don't need this as an obstacle happening, you know? And it just happens, but eventually it's going to, I guess if you're going to live in a world where eventually there's going to be weather, these things happen sometimes. So that just sucks that it happened, you know, this week or last week or whatever. But anyway, so the reality is we'll figure it out. You know, we move with the punches. Sometimes we get down a little bit, but I think the key to everything is when you get down, how long do you stay down? Like, how fast can you shake it off, or do you make it, you know, become your dominant thought? Which is bad. So that's part of the whole living, learning process. So thanks for being here, Darlene. Thanks for, again, another week. And thanks for all the things you do for Building Fortunes Radio by giving us this great content. And this is some of the stuff that we all think about all the time. And lots of people go through this, and it's a matter of how you kind of manage your way through it. So, and you smooth out the bumps when you do that. Always handle awkward moments in advance. So thanks for being here, everyone. Check her out. If you go to buildingfortuneradio.com/ideal, you'll be able to pick up the previous radio shows. And again, if you missed the number, it's 812-664-7419, 812-664-7419. We'll see everybody next week. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to the Ideal Network Radio Show on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website to hear more segments with Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingle. Darlene encourages everyone to join the Ideal Network so you can say, I live the ideal life, where I do everything around life, love, liberty, and laughter. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Darlene, Peter, and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to spread the word. Tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.